From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Paris Hilton walked out of the Los Angeles County Jail early this morning after serving just a few days of her sentence for violating probation on drunk driving charges. NPR's Kim Masters reports that, no surprise to anyone, her early release is getting plenty of criticism.
Hilton slipped into jail Sunday night after an appearance at the MTV Awards, but she slipped back out again early Thursday morning. She's been reassigned to house arrest and will have to wear an ankle bracelet, providing many obvious jokes to hosts of late-night talk shows. At a press conference this morning, Sheriff's Department spokesman Steve Whitmore fended off reporters as best he could.
With extensive consultation with medical personnel, it was decided that this reassignment was what should be done, so we did it.
Whitmore declined to be specific about the state of Hilton's health, citing privacy concerns. He was somewhat lacking in clarity when reporters observed that incarceration at her home is a far cry from spending time in a jail cell.
I guess the honest answer is that we as the Sheriff's Department have to take into the whole situation and the component, and hopefully reasonable minds make the right decision.
Hilton made the wrong decision after she was arrested on drunk driving charges last September. She pleaded no contest and was sentenced to 3 years probation, but then she was caught driving with a suspended license and received a sentence of 45 days. That was cut to 23 days if she showed good behavior behind bars as opposed to bad behavior in front of them. Now the sheriff's department says she'll serve the whole 45 days, but the math is a little funny. Hilton spent very few hours in jail on Sunday night and Thursday morning, but she's getting full credit for both days. Reporters asked Whitmore to explain.
Sunday she gets credit.
Sunday night.
Well, I understand what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, is that long enough time to get credit for a day? I know all questions are fair.
Fair maybe, but he offered no further explanation. Harvey Levin is a lawyer by training and, more importantly, managing editor of TMZ.com, the website that broke the story of Mel Gibson's misconduct when he was arrested last year. TMZ alleged then that the sheriff's department doctored Gibson's arrest report to protect the celebrity. And now it reports that Hilton's psychiatrist visited her on Tuesday and Wednesday, apparently laying the groundwork to convince authorities that Hilton was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. As to whether this constitutes an example of preferential treatment, TMZ's Levin is withholding judgment for now.
How serious is the medical condition, and could it have been treated in jail? That's the key to this. It could be fine, and it could be appalling.
Levin thinks the facts may remain murky, but the reaction is predictable.
It already is controversial. This is Paris Hilton, and now, you know, it's the perfect storm. Paris Hilton and the Sheriff's Department.
The president of the Association of Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs was quick to say that Hilton appears to have received preferential treatment. The Reverend Al Sharpton also blasted the decision, though he noted that he has appeared with Hilton on Saturday Night Live and has nothing but empathy for her. Kim Masters, NPR News.